find out more about me over at moneytrainers.co.uk.
Welcome back to this episode of the podcast. So, I want to talk about the recent falls in relation to Bitcoin and the other digital currencies, because I've had a couple of questions about it. I am not necessarily a fan of digital coins. Never have been. Appreciate that there is a sector of the marketplace that likes them, and I appreciate the fact that they do have or may have a position as a currency of some description. However, one of the problems I have with it in particular is that they are cast as the panacea. They are able to preserve wealth. They are able to ensure that we can beat inflation with our investments. One of the problems I have with that is that's not really true, is it? Because what happens with inflation, it devalues our currency, it devalues our money. But it increases the value of other assets, motor vehicles, staff costs, property, intellectual property tends to go up in value. So if you're investing in a company share, you invest in all of that. You own one small percentage of it. You can go and stand in Tesco's car park as a shareholder and see that sort of one strip in the bit of mortar on the building, and say, "Well, I own one share. I own that bit of mortar," and that's an interesting way of looking at it. And of course, with shares, you are effectively saying the same as you are saying with crypto or crypto coins. You're saying that, well, I'm buying something now with an expectation that I'm going to be able to sell it for more at some stage in the future. And that's not necessarily the case. And so this applies to whether you're investing in gold, silver, crypto, or shares. The same process applies. Now, what I strongly suggest you do, and this is my default answer to the question of whether or not you should invest in crypto, learn a bit about how digital coins work, because they're not that straightforward. You can't go and buy a digital coin like you can go and buy a share or invest in an ISA or invest in a building inside your bank account. They don't work like that. And also, once you've done that, those investigations, understand that the normal rules of asset allocation still applies. Asset allocation tells us that we should not put all of our eggs in one basket. We have no idea which sector or which country is going to have the best performing stock market. We've no idea which sector is going to have the best performing shares. But by investing in many of them, we can allocate our money across a range of shares, a range of investments, in the hope that one will go up, one will go down, and they will balance out. As far as that investment allocation is concerned, you need to be putting no more than 10% of that asset allocation, so that's £10 in every 100, into some form of commodity or digital currency. That will allow you to keep a fairly balanced portfolio. If the crypto or the gold trebles in value, it will obviously have an impact on your investment. If it falls in value, then it's not a train smash. As always, if you've got any queries or questions, get in touch. There's going to be some more podcasts on this, I'm sure, coming up in the near future. And I look forward to seeing you on the next one.
You can find out more about me over at moneytrainers.co.uk.